We were just watching a great neck-and-neck run. It wasn't in the same category. The V and the T categories, the men's under 50 and the men's over 50, comp cruising. And let me tell you, they were going at it. I don't know which one crossed first. And what an exciting race. What an exciting finish to watch. It had to be inches for whichever one won. We'll get the results and all. Bob Zavril is with me here, and we're waiting for Andy Trebold and Steve LaJoie to make their way here. But Bob was standing next to me, and as he watched them come across the finish line, I mean, Bob is an awesome paddler and is a great pro paddler. And just to hear him sit and be in awe of these guys, what do you see when you see those two paddle together?
They are totally amazing. I mean, they just click, Steve and Andy. I was watching them pretty much the whole race, and they got their heads down, and they're digging for all they're worth. I don't think they let up since the gun went off. And totally incredible. They were running 80 strokes a minute most all the time throughout the whole race, and I don't think they slowed down at all, you know. They just amazing, amazing team when they team up together.
You know, when I talk to people and I tell them the kind of athletes that these are, these canoeists, 80 strokes a minute for 70 miles. I mean, and I know you've had to be in that as well. How do you do that? How do you condition your body to do that kind of work?
80 strokes a minute, when you train 80, 85, 90, sometimes in shallow water, actually it's easier than a long stroke because the boat stays on plane on top of the water. And once you get used to the stroke, it's a much shorter, much quicker stroke. So it's only got like a short punch there, power-wise. So, and it's easier once you get used to it. Most of the pro paddlers you see use that stroke. There's a few of them, you know, lengthen it out. But in general, they're winging anywhere from 73, 80-plus strokes a minute, which is, you know, that's keep the boat on plane on top of the water for easier paddling. And by all means, shallow water with a faster stroke is much easier. It keeps the boat going. Once you pop it up, you just run a fast stroke and back down on the power, and the boat's just flying through the water. And obviously, that's what Andy and Steve did all day.
Yeah, unbelievable. We were just talking. Andy is here now, Andy Trebold, and thanks for coming over. I was talking to Bob, but we were watching you cross, and Bob, you know, obviously being a paddler and an awesome paddler himself, he was saying to me, I just look at them, they're like a well-oiled machine, and they're paddling like from the starting line. Your head's down and going. I mean, you guys paddled hard the whole day.
Yeah, we pretty much had to, you know, whenever you get the lead off the start, you know, they're chasing you, so got no choice but to go hard the whole way.
Now, how did you feel? What kind of race was this for you today?
It was a great race. It was extremely hard. You know, it's a hard way to do it. But definitely happy.
Now, a lot of guys came off, especially those C1 guys, and they were hurting pretty bad after that. What was it like when you're going down and you got the wind coming against you, the hot sun came out behind the clouds? So what did that make a difference to slow you down at all?
I noticed the wind a little bit more than the sun. You know, I just usually with Steve anyways, I can usually just put my head down and just try and duck out of the wind and head over my eyes and just try and paddle hard, let him do the rest.
Now, what makes you and Steve LaJoie such a strong team? I mean, you know, a lot of times I hear paddlers say, just sometimes you don't click with another paddler. Why do you think you guys click so well?
You know, I don't know. We've been paddling together a long time. We've always went good together. Probably just do a lot of the same stuff. You know, we've been taught by a lot of the same guys, stuff like that.
Now, this is your ninth pro victory. You are the second most winning in this General Clinton Canoe Regatta. Did you realize that, or is it just another race for you?
I just heard that a few minutes ago, actually. So, yeah, that's something good. So,
you know, he came off, and his dad was, Tim Trebold, was at the end and asking him, you know, hey, where'd you have problems here? Did you scrape there? And it seemed like they had a few more problems than you did, but you were talking about an area in Oneonta where you might have had a little trouble.
We didn't... you know, I wouldn't say we really had any trouble anywhere. It, you know, there was some shallow spots out there, but pretty much no trouble. Can't complain about anything.
About a victory, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and last question for you. You are going to, I assume, do the Michigan race and the Classique and all, or is it too early to, you know, say?
No, we're signed up for those, so unless, you know, something weird happens, we'll be doing those, so.
Well, congratulations, and thank you so much for coming over and speaking with us, and good luck with the rest of the big races.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right. Andy Trebold, ninth victory, pro victory, and now the second most winning paddler for the General Clinton Canoe Regatta. Are these your kids?
Yeah.
So, what is your name?
Owen Trebold.
Okay, and what is your name?
Nico Trebold.
All right, and you proud of your dad, Owen?
Yes.
Did you cheer him on today?
Yes.
You think he's pretty good at paddling a canoe?
Yeah.
Has he been teaching you anything?
Most of the time.
And what about you? Do you ever get in the canoe with Dad?
Kind of.
Do you think you want to try canoeing when you get older?
No.
No? What do you, like just to yell from the side?
No.
Okay. It's a long drive coming here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys have a safe ride home, and thanks for talking with us.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, when you get home, do you just give Dad a hug and say, you're the best?
Yeah.
Yeah, with his shoulder shrug. All right. Thanks for talking with us. Thank you, Andy. All right. Our two-person pro winner, awesome. And as he walked away, you know, Bob Jarrelson, very impressive. And, again, the reason why that means so much to me when I hear Bob say that is because Bob, as you know, not only makes paddles and was a great paddler in his own right, but when he is that impressed, you know there's some amazing paddling out there, and these guys have some unbelievable skill. Am I going back to you, Doug?
Yeah, I think we got some future paddling.